Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my goals and objectives in life is to never be a day late and a dollar short. And I don't want you to be that either. That's why I'm talking right now to my friends at Minnesota's Office of Equity and Procurement about an event that they have coming up on December 6th. That's Wednesday from 9 a.m. until noon at UROC. If you're wondering why we're talking about it so early, it's because I need you to get it on your calendar now before the holidays and you forget. You know, money's flying over our heads as small business owners. There are state and government contracts that are available that we could be bidding on if we were registered, certified with the state of Minnesota. Tens of millions of dollars that could sustain our businesses, that could help us increase and expand, that could help us hire more people and grow our businesses. For some of us, it could even save our business from closing down. There are huge opportunities to work with state government. And this event on December 6th is going to show you how. If you are a woman-owned business, anyone that is a disabled veteran who owns a business, people of color, BIPOC, who owns anybody who owns a small business, I want to make sure you know about this event. It's called Emerge, Elevate, Excel. And we're going to talk all about it right now, because joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Iqbal Muhammad. Thank you so much, Iqbal, for being on the show.
Thank you, Shalogo.
It is so good to chat with you again. Now, I was at last year's event, and it was wall to wall. People were lined up all along the wall. They wanted to get the information because, like I said, money as a small business owner is just flying over our heads, and we don't have what we need to make sure that, you know, we have an opportunity to bid on these contracts, work with the state. We're talking tens of millions of dollars that we don't even know anything about because we don't have the information. So for me, it's all about information and access. So give us the information about this event on December the 6th.
Well, thank you again for having me on your show. Yes, you're right. We have over $3 billion in budget and spend, and we wanted the small and disadvantaged businesses to know that if you have a business, most likely the state is buying or need your product or service somewhere in the state. We have a lot of operation, a lot of needs, and we want to use the creativity and the innovation that the small business have to improve our service at the state of Minnesota. And we want to help in an equitable way small businesses. The state also invested in resources to help the small businesses connect to business opportunities. And December 6th, we would like to bring those resources and tell small businesses about who's in the state can help them start their business, grow their business, and elevate their businesses.
And so at this event on December 6th, it's called Emerge, Elevate, and Excel. The state has the ability to negotiate directly with certified vendors for up to $100,000. Previously, it was $25,000. So we're talking about six-figure contracts that small businesses can get access to negotiate directly with the state if they are on this roster, if they are a certified vendor, right?
Correct, correct. And we are excited about this. We have been asking the legislation for a while to increase the ability because it's, Shalada, it's the conversation, the egg and the chicken conversation. For the state to contract with you, we want you to know what we want. We want you to have familiarity with the requirement in government contracting. So if you are competing with those larger businesses, there is no way you can be on the same platform. Those are companies that have been doing work with the state for years and years. So to bring the small business in the same scale as the largest businesses, we dedicated those kind of opportunities for small businesses. So we can go directly without competitive process to that. If we go through the competitive processes, that could potentially eliminate a lot of small businesses. But mm-hmm. we have the ability to help the small businesses build their profile to work with the state. So get those small contracts up to 100,000, and potentially you have the profile to compete for millions of dollars because you know how to do it now.
We're talking to Iqbal Muhammad with the Office of Equity and Procurement. We're chatting about a workshop to help small businesses find government contracts. And, you know, Iqbal, you know, when I'm telling people about this, they think, I don't do snow removal. What kind of contracts are available? You know, I don't have a construction company. I'm not doing janitorial services. And I think about Robert Grace. He's a caterer, and he now has contracts with the state where he provides food service, and it's sustaining his business and so many others. When we start talking about these contracts, we're not necessarily talking just snow removal or janitorial service or construction, are we?
No, we're not. Even our small businesses that in the professional technical. So I believe that our BIPOC and small businesses are well educated too, and they are in every measure. I have certified businesses in areas that I never thought a small business will be in that field. They are educated. They just they are driven. They started the business with their knowledge, the experience. So if you have that, even if you're doing training, if you have been in HR, if you are a pharmacist, if you are in well-being, and what else? Health and well-being, mm-hmm. mental health, anything that you wanted to start the business, there is possibly opportunity in the state of Minnesota. And if you don't know how to contact those agencies that do this kind of work, we are here to help you, connect you with the people who procure that kind of service.
And that's why it's so important. Yeah. If anybody out there is a small business owner or know a small business owner, that they tell them about this event on December 6th, 9 a.m. to noon at UROC on Plymouth Avenue in North Minneapolis. There's an opportunity for networking, and there's going to be some panel discussions. Can you talk to me about that? Because for me last year when I went, that's where I learned the most, listening to other small business owners who had gotten these government contracts talk about the process and how you get there and what do you need to do and how do you apply and some of the things that they learned the hard way so that I wouldn't have to make the same mistakes.
So, yes, we have the similar plan, but this time we are focusing also in businesses that in different stages of their business journey. So people who have just gotten breakthrough and businesses who have been in the game for a long time. So we can have, you know, whatever the question that in your mind, we can ask them that fits your business state today. if you are someone who is just trying to hit the government market, we want to have someone just like you answering those questions. And we also have other resources from the state, which is the huge question we get for our small businesses is capital fund. How do I fund my business if I wanted to go after those big contracts? I have to pay, I have to buy my supply, or I have to pay my employees. How do I have access to capital? And that's the big elephant in the room. And we're bringing people who either give grants or have, you know, some kind of funds, or people in the state of Minnesota that have the ability to connect you with the right financial institutes. We know that the governors have launched millions of dollars in help for small businesses. So we want them to come and talk to small businesses and tell them how that will work. How would you get a piece of that pie as a small business in North Minneapolis?
And that's the thing. It's about access and information. You know, a lot of times, you know, small business owners like me, we're so busy working, Iqbal, that we don't see or know about events like this. And so we miss out. And then we read about it in the newspaper. And then by the time we find out about it, it's too late. We've missed the opportunity. We've missed a chance to hear from these panels. We've missed a chance to ask questions one-on-one. We missed a chance to get, you know, these phone numbers, these business cards, make these connections so that we can become certified contractors with the state to go after some of this money. I'm tired of money flying over my head, you know, especially when there are things that I can do as a small business owner, but I don't apply for them. I don't, you know, take an opportunity because I don't know about it. So tell me where this event is again and when it is. And I also want you to tell me, Iqbal, because somebody just texted me, is how people can sign up because you are taking registration.
Yes. And I'm assuming, Shala, that you have in your website or your podcast the flyer for our registration, but if the small businesses would like to go, it's in our website to register. We also have our information in the community anyway. This event is going to be at the North Minneapolis, the University of Minnesota, UROC Center over there. And I think it's in Plymouth and 10 Avenue.
Yeah, it's 2001 Plymouth Avenue North.
Correct. And I agree with you. You know, I am a Black woman. I missed a lot of opportunities, and that's I was too busy to make a living to know what the school board in my district is saying or doing. Mm-hmm. And I never had the privilege to run for a school board or attend their meetings. And they make decision on my behalf that doesn't fit need of for my kids and my family. But I haven't been participating. That's what the motivation I have, to be the voice for those small businesses that are too busy to running their business. They're not there to get the information firsthand. And that's why my team and I are always advocating, sitting on tables where there is no businesses, small businesses there, and get the information and disseminate those for our small businesses. We always want to be there speaking on behalf of the small businesses that they're not there. And making the table larger for our small businesses, we're hoping that the small businesses always come and know that they have a seat at the table.
Well, thank you so much, Iqbal, Tammy, and the rest of the team at the Office of Procurement. Make sure you make your way on December 6th for this event, and make sure you come back for more of The Shaletta Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of my goals and objectives in life is to never be a day late and a dollar short. And I don't want you to be that either. That's why I'm talking right now to my friends at Minnesota's Office of Equity and Procurement about an event that they have coming up on December 6th. That's Wednesday from 9 a.m. until noon at UROC. If you're wondering why we're talking about it so early, it's because I need you to get it on your calendar now before the holidays and you forget. You know, money's flying over our heads as small business owners. There are state and government contracts that are available that we could be bidding on if we were registered, certified with the state of Minnesota. Tens of millions of dollars that could sustain our businesses, that could help us increase and expand, that could help us hire more people and grow our businesses. For some of us, it could even save our business from closing down. There are huge opportunities to work with state government. And this event on December 6th is going to show you how. If you are a woman-owned business, anyone that is a disabled veteran who owns a business, people of color, BIPOC who owns, anybody who owns a small business, I want to make sure you know about this event. It's called Emerge, Elevate, Excel. And we're going to talk all about it right now, because joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Iqbal Muhammad. Thank you so much, Iqbal, for being on the show.
Thank you, Shalodo.
It is so good to chat with you again. Now, I was at last year's event, and it was wall-to-wall. People were lined up all along the wall. They wanted to get the information because, like I said, money as a small business owner is just flying over our heads, and we don't have what we need to make sure that, you know, we have an opportunity to bid on these contracts, work with the state. We're talking tens of millions of dollars that we don't even know anything about because we don't have the information. So for me, it's all about information and access. So give us the information about this event on December the 6th.
Well, thank you again for having me on your show. Yes, you're right. We have over $3 billion in budget and spend, and we wanted the small and disadvantaged businesses to know that if you have a business, most likely the state is buying or need your product or service somewhere in the state. We have a lot of operation, a lot of needs, and we want to use the creativity and the innovation that the small business have to improve our service at the state of Minnesota. And we want to help in an equitable way small businesses. The state also invested in resources to help the small businesses connect to business opportunities. And December 6th, we would like to bring those resources and tell small businesses about who's in the state can help them start their business, grow their business, and elevate their businesses.
And so at this event on December 6th, it's called Emerge, Elevate, and Excel. The state has the ability to negotiate directly with certified vendors for up to $100,000. Previously, it was $25,000. So we're talking about six-figure contracts that small businesses can get access to negotiate directly with the state if they are on this roster, if they are a certified vendor, right?
Correct, correct. And we are excited about this. We have been asking the legislation for a while to increase the ability because it's, Shalada, it's the conversation, the egg and the chicken conversation. For the state to contract with you, we want you to know what we want. We want you to have familiarity with the requirement in government contracting. So if you are competing with those larger businesses, there is no way you can be on the same platform. Those are companies that have been doing work with the state for years and years. So to bring the small business in the same scale as the largest businesses, we dedicated those kind of opportunities for small businesses. So we can go directly without comparative process to that. If we go through the competitive processes, that could potentially eliminate a lot of small businesses. But mm-hmm. we have the ability to help the small businesses build their profile to work with the state. So get those small contracts up to 100,000. And potentially you have the profile to compete for millions of dollars because you know how to do it now.
We're talking to Iqbal Muhammad with the Office of Equity and Procurement. We're chatting about a workshop to help small businesses find government contracts. And, you know, Iqbal, you know, when I'm telling people about this, they think, I don't do snow removal. What kind of contracts are available? You know, I don't have a construction company. I'm not doing janitorial services. And I think about Robert Grace. He's a caterer, and he now has contracts with the state where he provides food service, and it's sustaining his business and so many others. When we start talking about these contracts, we're not necessarily talking just snow removal or janitorial service or construction, are we?
No, we're not. Even our small businesses that in the professional technical. So I believe that our BIPOC and small businesses are well educated too, and they are in every major. I have certified businesses in areas that I never thought a small business will be in that field. They are educated. They just they are driven. They started the business where their knowledge is the experience. So if you have that, even if you're doing training, if you have been in HR, if you are a pharmacist, if you are in well-being, and what else? Health and well-being, mm-hmm. mental health, anything that you wanted to start the business, there is possibly opportunity in the state of Minnesota. And if you don't know how to contact those agencies that do this kind of work, we are here to help you, connect you with the people who procure that kind of service.
And that's why it's so important. Yeah. If anybody out there is a small business owner or know a small business owner, that they tell them about this event on December 6th, 9 a.m. to noon at UROC on Plymouth Avenue in North Minneapolis. There's an opportunity for networking, and there's going to be some panel discussions. Can you talk to me about that? Because for me last year when I went, that's where I learned the most, listening to other small business owners who had gotten these government contracts talk about the process and how you get there and what do you need to do and how do you apply and some of the things that they learned the hard way so that I wouldn't have to make the same mistakes.
So, yes, we have the similar plan, but this time we are focusing also in businesses that in different stages of their business journey. So people who have just gotten breakthrough and businesses who have been in the game for a long time. So we can have, you know, whatever the question that in your mind, we can ask them that fits your business state today. If you are someone who's just trying to hit the government market, we want to have someone just like you answering those questions. And we also have other resources from the state, which is the huge question we get for our small businesses is capital fund. How do I fund my business if I wanted to go after those big contracts? I have to pay, I have to buy my supply, or I have to pay my employees. How do I have access to capital? And that's the big elephant in the room. And we're bringing people who either give grants or have, you know, some kind of funds, or people in the state of Minnesota that have the ability to connect you with the right financial institutes. We know that the governors have launched millions of dollars in help for small businesses. So we want them to come and talk to small businesses and tell them how that will work. How would you get a piece of that pie as a small business in North Minneapolis?
And that's the thing. It's about access and information. You know, a lot of times, you know, small business owners like me, we're so busy working, Iqbal, that we don't see or know about events like this. And so we miss out. And then we read about it in the newspaper. And then by the time we find out about it, it's too late. We've missed the opportunity. We've missed a chance to hear from these panels. We've missed a chance to ask questions one-on-one. We missed a chance to get, you know, these phone numbers, these business cards, make these connections so that we can become certified contractors with the state to go after some of this money. I'm tired of money flying over my head, you know, especially when there are things that I can do as a small business owner, but I don't apply for them. I don't, you know, take an opportunity because I don't know about it. So tell me where this event is again and when it is. And I also want you to tell me, Iqbal, because somebody just texted me, is how people can sign up because you are taking registration.
Yes. And I'm assuming, Shala, that you have in your website or your podcast the flyer for registration, but if the small businesses would like to go, it's in our website to register. We also have our information in the community. Anyway, this event is going to be at the North Minneapolis, the University of Minnesota UROC Center over there, and I think it's in Plymouth and 10 Avenue.
Yeah, it's 2001 Plymouth Avenue North.
Correct. And I agree with you. You know, I am a Black woman. I missed a lot of opportunities, and that's I was too busy to make a living to know what the school board in my district is saying or doing. Mm-hmm. And I never had the privilege to run for a school board or attend their meetings. And they make decision on my behalf that doesn't fit need of for my kids and my family. But I haven't been participating. That's what the motivation I have, to be the voice for those small businesses that are too busy to running their business. They're not there to get the information firsthand. And that's why my team and I are always advocating, sitting on tables where there are no businesses, small businesses there, and get the information and disseminate those for our small businesses. We always want to be there speaking on behalf of the small businesses that they're not there. And making the table larger for our small businesses, we're hoping that the small businesses always come and know that they have a seat at the table.
Well, thank you so much, Iqbal, Tammy, and the rest of the team at the Office of Procurement. Make sure you make your way on December 6th for this event, and make sure you come back for more of The Shaletta Show.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound,
And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.